Hey there, this is Terry Cowley, weekday breakfast presenter on 1FM Shepparton. Thanks for checking out this podcast. It was recorded live as part of the Brekkie Show, which you can catch 6 to 9am Monday to Friday. Now, exciting news, like a lot of things, theatre is back. And Shepparton Theatre Arts Group is just about to present a new production. I think that's the first time they've been able to do that in several years. So to tell us all about it today, Megan Scott and Fiona Kennan are joining me in the studio. Good morning, ladies.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Thank you for getting up so early.
Oh, no worries.
It's a bit cold out there this morning.
It is a bit chilly. Yeah. Yeah. Wakes you up.
Yeah, that's right. That's good. We need awake people on the radio. Sleeping people on the radio doesn't really
it doesn't work.
So you've got The Drowsy Chaperone, which I know nothing about. Like, I have no prior knowledge of it other than, you know, obviously looking up what publicity you're putting out there. Tell me, what is this show about? It's a musical?
Well, yes, it is a musical. It was on Broadway, I think, about in 2007, and it's practically a love letter to music theatre. A man finds his favourite record, he puts it on, and it magically comes to life in his apartment and makes his life a little less blue.
Yeah. As music does.
That's right. Yes. It's a wonderful show. But yes, not many people know of it. And they look at the title and think, oh, that's a bit odd. But as Megan has said, it's a show within a show. So John Head plays the man in the chair and he's virtually the narrator of the show. It's a big introduction and very witty dialogue about theatre, what he loves about theatre, what he hates about theatre. And as Megan has said, he puts his record on, they have the crackle of the, you know, the stylus going
static
to the record. And it all comes to life. So The Drowsy Chaperone is his favourite show.
Okay. So there's a lot of music in it.
Oh, yes.
A music we will recognise or new music?
New music.
Yeah, I reckon new music.
Yeah. And what style?
Very 1920s. So it's set in 1928 where, you know, the roaring Charleston era with a lot of jazz music, a lot of like frivolity.
Prohibition.
Yes, prohibition is the key.
There's a bit of Charleston and a bit of tap dancing.
Yeah, a lot of tap dancing, which is exciting.
Which Megan does.
Well, on that note, tell us about your character, Megan.
So my character's name is Janet Vandergraaff, and within The Drowsy Chaperone, I think the title's a bit deceiving. She is come to get married to Robert Martin, who is a toothpaste commercial actor, playing this groom. And pretty much Robert Martin and Janet Vandergraaff are getting married, and then all these people come to help them get married in different ways. You've got Mrs. Tottendale, who Fiona plays, is hosting.
So it's at Mrs. Tottendale's grand mansion.
Yes, it is a very big mansion.
Yes, yes. Yep. And yes, all the wedding guests come there.
Yep. And my character's giving up her stardom, her position in Felzig's Follies to marry this man. And there's a lot of chaos that surrounds this wedding. People not wanting it to happen, people wanting it to happen. And it's just
a bit of inequality there, Megan.
Yes, it is one part I'm not 100% set on, but well, it was the 1920s.
Exactly.
It was a different time.
We can't say it wouldn't necessarily happen now.
But the question is, does the wedding go ahead?
Does she have to actually give it away?
Yeah. Does it end up with a happy ending?
Tell us about your character, Fiona.
Well, Mrs. Tottendale, she's a bit ditzy, which I'm having fun playing. Yeah, so she's the hostess of the, obviously a wealthy woman, a widow, but she has her faithful servant, Underling, played by Sean.
The not so subtly named.
Yeah. So there's funny things like that.
Yeah.
But they're also, with the man in the chair, he has a lot of quite interesting things to say about theatre and about personalities, characters and relationships and things like
that.
It's not all light. No.
It has a darkness to it for sure. And I think everyone will be able to relate to how manager is feeling in the show.
Yes. So Mrs. Tottendale just sort of wanders around thinking, oh, what are all these people here? And, oh, is there going to be a wedding? You know, things like that. So
I see.
It's quite fun.
So there is actually a character, The Drowsy Chaperone.
Yes, who is
played by Stefania.
Stefania.
So she's my character's chaperone.
And is she drowsy?
She is
she
drowsy.
She likes to drink champagne.
Oh, even yes. though it is prohibition, yeah. she does not care.
We are disappearing into the decadent world of the 1920s when champagne flowed and the caviar chilled and all the world was a party, according to your
That's right.
Yeah. And a party for the wealthy, not yes. for the
not
others.
For the, yes.
Well, that's life, isn't it?
Yes, yeah. exactly. So that's a direct quote from the
yeah,
show.
Yeah, it is. Yeah.
From John's The Man in the Chairs
And
character.
No doubt John Head is very wry, very funny.
Oh, it's hard to keep a straight face because we're not yes. allowed to acknowledge him because he's not in our world of the show.
Yeah.
Sometimes it's very hard to ignore what he's doing.
Keep a straight face.
He's
yes.
very funny.
I'm
very
sure
funny
he's seen it as a challenge to get you all to laugh.
I think maybe a little bit.
Yes. Yes. And our director, Casey Fogarty, has had to pull him back a number of
yeah.
times. It's almost like, you know, stop pulling focus, John.
So maybe sounds like not a lot of fun.
Time. Yeah,
sounds, yeah. Sounds like a great way to kind of relaunch theatre in our region.
I
sure.
think it is. I think it's vital, and I think it's wonderful that we can finally do it.
Yeah,
get back in because, as you know, a couple of years ago we had shows that were ready to be staged or just been cast, and we had to put them on hold and not sure of what was going to happen. So we were going to do, as you were saying, we're going to do a Mamma Mia a couple of years ago. We just cast the show, but We can't do it now because we'd lost vital people from the team. So, and when the suggestion was made to do this show, we thought, well, we'll give that a go. And we had a lot of people come to audition. We have a big cast of named characters and ensembles. So there's probably about 30 in
yeah.
total, I think.
I mean, it's great to do something new too, isn't it?
It is.
As, but we were saying, it's not a very well-known show, but it is very funny. And it is about theatre. So
for real theatre lovers.
Yes,
yeah.
For real theatre. They'll get a lot out of it.
Even
yes,
if you don't love
yes.
theatre, I think you'll find something in the show that you will relate to for sure.
I think you're right. There's something for everybody. And it is very funny. Clever dialogue. And it really is laugh out loud funny.
Fiona, you've been talking about having to cancel productions and you're a past president of STAG.
Yeah.
How has STAG kept going through all of this? I mean, theatre group exists to perform, doesn't it?
It does. We've been trying to do things, but we did a show called Encores probably this time last year just at the Chapel on Moor. That was just people getting together with like a mentor director and just singing songs from shows, and that went very well. We did a film. John Head wrote a script for
yes,
a
I remember
film.
That.
Yes, Corona Star 19. And we all did that from our own homes.
Yeah, that was amazing.
That
was
over Zoom.
Claimed to be the world's first Zoom play.
Yeah. It was a good claim to make.
I watched the premiere of that.
Yes. Yeah, so we did that. And then we just kept hoping that, you know, we could do something because you couldn't get together.
And you can't plan. Like, you didn't know.
No, but, I mean, with this, as I said, it's a funny, fun show. But then, you know, there are other things in the pipeline as well. Obviously, we've had expenses to still pay, you know, so that's been hard. And we just want this to be a success for people to seriously come back to the theatre. That's what we need. Ticket sales have
been
slow.
If you're listening to this and you've been thinking about going to a STAG show, now's the time because if we don't support our local theatre group, we won't have one.
Well, we'd hope that would never happen.
We certainly would hope
that. We might have to sort of downscale things. Fortunately, we've got our little black box theatre where we can do shows, and that has really helped us get into a good position.
But this show will be at Westside.
Show is at Westside, yes, and we've got about 8 performances.
Kicking off on Friday, April the 1st at 7:30 p.m. and then continuing with a couple of matinees and evening performances all the way through for just a bit over a week. So last performance is Saturday the 9th of April, 7:30 p.m. at Riverlinks Westside, Echuca Road, Maroopna, as we said. Tickets you can get from the box office, 583-29511, or you can get them online. Yeah. I can't really read out that that address. It's a little bit tricky for radio, but I'm sure if you go
to... The Riverlinks website.
Okay, I'm sure if you go to the Shepparton Theatre Arts Group website, you will be directed there as well.
That's right.
And the full price is $38, and there are concessions and so forth, and children's prices as well. Is it appropriate for children?
I think so.
I think.
I think there's a lot of fun. As Megan was saying, there's a lot of dancing, and it's just funny and a bit of slapstick too.
Mm.
Yeah. So I think it is.
It's very bright as well and colourful, and the characters instantly they walk on stage. You know exactly like who they are.
Yeah.
So it's a very clear show.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Mm. All right. Mm. Last word to either of you to just encourage people to come along, because you've done all this work and now it's time to show it off.
I mean, we've been working, well, the cast have been rehearsing since November, I think, and obviously there's a director, producer, and we have Troy McKinley, who's a wonderful man, who's been changing the set that was virtually built for Noises Off into this set, and he's just been putting in so many hours just adapting it, changing
it. Incredible.
He's incredible.
So and a lot of people behind the scenes.
There are, and a team of helpers for him have been going there every Saturday for the last, I don't know, 4 or 5 months or whatever. We've been rehearsing a lot, singing, dancing with masks on a lot of the time.
Challenging.
And look, it's just, it's, we're a big community group and we just love the community to come along and support us and
I'm sure
see theatre again.
I'm sure they will. Yep. I will be there, as will many others. That's the
Drowsy. Is it sleepy?
Yes, as we might be at the moment.
Yeah.
Understandably. The Drowsy Chaperone kicking off on April the 1st. It's not a joke.
It's not a joke.
Thanks so much for coming to tell us all about it, Megan Scott and Fiona Kennan.
No worries.
And we look forward to seeing you on stage
soon.
Can't
wait to see that.
Yes, thank you.
When it comes to food safety and protecting yourself and your family from getting sick, how many times a day do you think you should wash your hands? Twice a day? 3 times a day? Maybe 5 times? What if I said you should always wash your hands after using the toilet or changing a nappy, after blowing your nose, after touching animals, and before handling, preparing, and eating food? How many times a day would it be now? Food safety. It's in your hands. For more information, visit foodsafety.asn.au.
We're back. The Tungamah Hotel is not just your everyday country pub. It's a Goulburn Valley institution. Established in 1891, the beautiful heritage-listed building is worth the visit alone. On the Silo Art Trail, the Tungamah Hotel offers quality lunch and dinners, eat-in or take-away, as well as accommodation, including some brand-new en-suite rooms. It's family and dog-friendly, as well as offers catering for all functions, including weddings and parties. Open 7 days for lunch and dinner. Why not organise a group and grab the courtesy bus? The Tungamah Hotel, more than just a country pub.
1FM sponsor.
It's Mum's birthday this week. I must grab her a card and Prezi. What should I get?
Go to Focus Cards and Gifts at the Friar Street end of the Maud Street Mall. They have a huge range to choose from.
Aren't council redeveloping the mall?
They are, but all of the shops are still open and the works are fenced off. It will look great when it is all done.
Okay, let's get down to Focus Cards and Gifts. I'll check Google for their opening hours.
Yep, they're open now. Let's go. It also says they take ZipPay, Amex and most other cards. Mum's birthday prezi is sorted.
Station sponsor.
We all want to shop local, but it can be hard to find a good local trades business that really cares enough to solve your problems fast and with a smile. Jason's TV offer in-home service and can help you with all TV-related problems, from reception issues to needing a new TV. Jason's Pest Control will have your home pest-free in no time. Look past the national franchises, as the local guys are looking forward to your call. Jason's TV 0403 688 666 or Jason's Pest Control 1800 599 699.
1FM sponsor.
Let Merritt Funeral Services take the stress out of your funeral arrangements. Whether you're looking to prepay a funeral, arrange a bond, or prearrange a complete funeral, Merritt Funeral Services are just a phone call away. They can even come direct to you anywhere across the region to help walk you through the process, each and every step of the way. With more than 40 years industry experience, expect nothing less than service and advice that exceeds your expectations. Let Merritt Funeral Services take care of everything. Phone 5825 1651.
1FM sponsor.
You've been listening to a 1FM podcast.